Marshall Goldsmith, an executive coach, has written a book called What Got You Here Won't Get You There, How Successful People Become Even More Successful. He's identified 25 habits that hold you back from the top. Habit number 5 is an important one, starting with no, but, or however. When you start a sentence with no, but, however, or any variation thereof, he writes, no matter how friendly your tone or how many cute, mollifying phrases you throw in to acknowledge the other person's feelings, the message to the other person is, you were wrong. It's not, I have a different opinion. It's not, perhaps you were misinformed. It's not, I disagree with you. It's bluntly and unequivocally, what you're saying is wrong and what I'm saying is right. Nothing productive can happen after that. The general response from the other person, unless he or she is a saint willing to turn the other cheek, is to dispute your position and fight back. From there, the conversation dissolves into a pointless war. You are no longer communicating. You are both trying to win. What Got You Here Won't Get You There is a book for executives about behavior that wears away at their employees. It contains great advice for sales executives, too. Do you feel you have to handle every objection or counter every concern a prospect voices? Does selling feel like a battle of attrition where you have to wear down your opponent? Well, as soon as you use no, but, or however with a prospect, you're arguing, not persuading. You can win the argument and still not make the sale. Here are 3 better ways to deal with objections than starting with no, but, or however. 1. Silence. Before you answer an objection, remain silent for 4 or 5 seconds. During this time, the prospect may begin talking again and give you even more information. If not, formulate a question instead of an argument. 2. Get more information by having the prospect clarify or quantify the objection. Say, please expand on that. 3. Restate the objection or concern and make sure you've heard it correctly, then ask, do I understand? Not every objection or concern is a deal breaker. Your job is to listen and understand before you move forward. People buy because you understand them, not because you make them understand how great you and your product are. This is Chris Lytle. Thanks for being part of the automatic sales improvement process. I'll talk with you soon.